Mike in Florida's got a siding situation. What's happening at the house?
Well, I've got a construction issue with the way the house was constructed. The house is a two-story colonial house, and the exterior has a crawl space, and the exterior foundation are cinder blocks. And then the framing of the house is a 2x4 framing, so obviously there's a ledge there on top of the cinder block. Facing of the cinder block has got regular brick there, and then the builder basically used a piece of trim coil that was molded in a Z kind of fashion to bridge the gap where the exterior walls end and comes over the brick ledge and then comes down a little bit. And it's a vinyl-sided house, so the corners, I'm getting water infiltration in the corners in between the brick and the block, and it's starting to deteriorate the wood backing behind the vinyl. And so my question is I was planning on pulling, of course, the vinyl off and pulling the trim coil off, and as I started looking at this, I thought about just using a piece of flashing around all the corners, but it's going to stop any air from flowing in between the brick and the block. And so I'm wondering, is this just shoddy construction? I see a lot of houses that are being built like this, you know, cinder block foundation with a 2x4 construction on it. And living in Florida, it's a natural, you know, water mold.
Lots of moisture.
Yeah. Moisture trap.
Well, it sounds to me like there's been a breakdown in the assembling of the siding to brick connection. And you are correct in that the fact that you have to open this up to try to figure out where it's gone wrong. Now, this flashing that you're going to put in, are you considering to put metal flashing there, or do you want to use one of the high-tech flashing materials?
Well, what's available in the high-tech? I think there's some a rubber type or something.
Membrane.
I mean, there's products like Triflex, which is made by Grace, which is very flexible and stretchy and designed to go in odd-shaped places.
Mm-hmm. And it sort of moves and settles with the house as well.
Yeah. You may have find better luck. It's much more forgiving than using a metal flashing.
Yeah, and so all I do is trim the corners and then caulk or something to try to keep.
And you'd hear it, correct?
Water from going. Obviously, you know the way the outside corners are on vinyl houses. There's a big corner piece there.
Right.
And what's happening is the water looks like it's running down in the corners.
Yeah, it's got to be watertight before you put the vinyl on, almost.
Yeah, and so as far as breathing now in between the block and the brick, should I drill some extra weep holes around the top?
I probably wouldn't be too concerned about it. If you wanted to, you could put some weep holes in the mortar joints between the layers of the brick, but I think that the air is going to find its way in there anyway.
All right. I was just really surprised to see this after, you know, just 4 years or so.
Yeah, it's disappointing, but it really comes down to the labor. If it wasn't correctly assembled, this is the kind of thing that happens.
Yeah, should have gone with 2x6 exterior framing rather than 2x6.
Well, Mike, at least you're well suited to deal with it.
Thank you very much. I'll look it up.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.